Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
It can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative Radio Show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday. TGIM, everyone, thank goodness. It's another broadcasting week for us to start. I will be with you for the next 2 hours and 48 minutes, but I'm not going to be here alone. Christina is going to be with us here in just a second. And if you want to be a part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into today's conversation. So with that, let's go ahead and see if Christina's ready to join us. Christina, welcome in.
Hi, everyone. Thanks, Proof. How are you?
Oh, I'm adequate. What about you? What's the latest with you?
Well, I wasted, I think, about 3 hours today trying to... Oh, my gosh. I bought my grandsons are coming down this week. So I went and bought a pretty big inflatable pool. And I had one of those little air pump things that you, like, plug in your car, your car lighter. And I literally wasted, like, 3 hours. And I was like, okay, I give up. So I called and called a hardware store, and I was like, do you have a regular air pump that plugs into the wall for an air mattress? And they had one. So I went and picked it up, brought it back, and it took like 5 minutes to blow the whole thing up. I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, some of the things we do, lesson learned. I just kept thinking, okay, is it really taking this long to blow this thing up? Because I haven't blown up a lot of things like that. And I was like, this can't be right. So I don't know what was going on with that one. I think the spout just wasn't fitting well enough. And I don't know. I think the air was just too light. But anyway, so I spent most of my day doing that. We'll never do it again.
Well, that sounds productive.
Yeah, very frustrating when time is, you know, very precious, and then I end up wasting it like that. Oh, well. Oh, and I started staining my greenhouse, so can't wait to get that done.
So just a show note, I don't mind doing a 4th of July show, but my co-host wants the night off, and I really hate I hate having to hear all the firecrackers and stuff in the background while I'm trying to do my show, because all the neighbors love their fireworks for whatever reason. So I'm not doing a show tomorrow.
Okay. Is it dry out there too? I mean, obviously it's dry out there most of the time, but is it really, has it heated up out there as well?
It's in the mid one. It's about 115 or so in the daytime.
Oh, Germany. Yeah, it's been miserable here. Miserable. We finally got rain, but not enough. So it's interesting though. My brother keeps saying though, it's not real hot yet where he is out there in California, which I'm shocked about. But I guess it's because of where they are. They're next to, I guess, a mountain range.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps or what. It's just so weird.
Oh, I don't know where that is. There's plenty of mountains in California.
And I guess that's why it's cooler. Told it would get, because, you know, they're basically in the, I thought they were in the desert, but maybe they're not. Victorville, wherever that is.
Oh, that's like 2.5-3 hours away from me.
Okay. Well, they're like in Hesperia, which is what, 15 minutes from Victorville, I guess. Not too far. That's where they're staying, but.
Okay.
So far, they've had some fun. They're enjoying all the natural parks. They said they're gorgeous. But.
So, as far as news goes, this weekend, I would say, was a little slow, but that's all right. We still have plenty to discuss.
Yeah, I was kind of the same thing. And I'm getting so frustrated. My computer is not that old. My laptop, I am so sick of the Microsoft update. It messes with computers so bad. And I wish I could figure out a way to get away from them. I mean, they drive me crazy. I've restarted this thing twice now, and it just keeps. Updates are underway. Good grief. So, wished I knew a little bit more about how to get in there and change all that. I guess you can stop the updates, but then I don't know if it'll run right then either.
Yeah, that's one of those necessary evils.
Very frustrating. So, you know, this malaria thing, a few cases, they said that they haven't had that happen since, like, the 1950s.
Well, my big question about all that is, why is it okay for Bill Gates to make GMO mosquitoes and put them out to do their thing in Texas and Florida? If you or I did the same thing, we'd be arrested for life.
Exactly. And how they're saying, oh, it has nothing to do with his genetically modified releasing, you know, of the mosquitoes. And it's like, yeah, right. I mean, how is that? I mean, he releases the mosquitoes. I mean, he released them. I don't remember when it was, but do you remember what month he released them? Was it like a month ago?
I don't remember.
I don't know. But, and now all of a sudden, malaria is showing up, and it hasn't shown up since 1950. And they're saying, oh, it's, you know, all the news, fact-checking, oh, it's not his, blah, blah, blah.
Try to say to put your scams back on to stop malaria.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, this is the thing when they play God.
In case a mosquito bites your arm.
Exactly. If you wear masks, they will bite you.
I really saw that. I wish I could make this stuff up.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, that's Democrat thinkers for you.
Oh, I know. I was just, I forget what I was watching, some documentary, and it went back to, was talking about, Glenn Beck. I watched his museum YouTube that he did about his museum.
Yeah, I was really wanting to go to St. George this past weekend, but I didn't get to go.
I mean, it's really neat. He's got some great stuff. But he was talking about, you know, the lynching, the KKK back then. And guess what party it was?
Republican?
Take a guess. No, it was the Democrats.
Oh, I was going to say it couldn't have been the Green Party.
Oh, it was big time Democrats back then. Mm. I'm like.
Total shocker.
You know, yeah, exactly.
You're so loving and liberal.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Ugh. It was bad. I'm trying to remember what else he had. He brought something up about Roosevelt. Did you know that Roosevelt was shot right before giving a speech?
I heard Glenn Beck talk about that last week.
So you did hear about that. I don't
think
most people know that. I mean, that was very interesting that he stood up there and did that speech. I can't remember. Did he say the bullet lodged in his ribs or what stopped the bullet?
I don't remember that.
It punctured him, but something stopped it to where it didn't hurt any organs or anything. So that was funny, you know, when he said to the audience he was late or something because he got shot, and they all laughed, thought he was kidding. And then at the end, you know, he said he opened up his check and had blood all over. And they were like, oh, my God, he's serious. So I did not know that. I thought the abortion thing was interesting, too, where he had the barrel and showed how small most of the babies are. That's sad. So sad. But, I've just been busy doing other stuff, too. I haven't, now that I'm by myself at the store, I'm, you know, I don't have near as much time to keep up with things, but I'm enjoying it. This will be 3 days off in a row, which is nice. Very nice. I'm not used to that.
We're open 7 days a week?
Six. But now I've actually...
All right, day off.
Yeah, so actually what I did, since I'm alone now, I'm going to stay closed on Monday. So Sunday, Monday, I'm closed.
Okay.
And that gives me a little bit more time to get some other stuff done, especially had I not wasted so much time today on that freaking pool preparing for my grandkids, I could have prepared for this tonight a little bit better. But having Mondays off will be nice because that will give me more time to prepare for the show and stuff too. So how did – was it Amber that was starting the new show?
That's tomorrow.
Oh, it starts, her first one is tomorrow? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Good deal. No, I was, I've just been watching a guy, he's got a YouTube channel. It's called Jeff Juices. And he's got one of those great stories about how he was very athletic and then just he got sick traveling to another country, you know, got a parasite and then got on the antibiotics and it was downhill from then on. You know, they had his stomach so messed up, but he's completely healed himself now. But what happened is, you know, he was diagnosed with Crohn's and got just bone skinny. I mean, you know, it was awful. He looked like a skeleton and he cured himself, basically just did, you know, fruits and veggie juices. And he said, I got, you know, obviously skinnier. He said, but then he said, when I got everything cleaned out, he said, when you're doing that, he said, the mucoid plaque and just, and he said, I had parasites come out of me. He said, there were things that came out that I was like, you know, it was hard to believe, but he said, this, you know, is really necessary to heal yourself of things. He said, you have to get everything out so that your body can then prepare to heal. So now he's, healthy as can be, and he's put some weight back on, but he's got some great recipes, and he was sharing one, and he said, for anyone that has any issues with constipation or anything, he said, I guarantee you that this will work. He said, just make sure, you know, you're near a restroom if you do this. But he took 3 cups of grapes, 2 apples, and a peeled lemon and juiced them. And he said that's the magic formula. But I know when you're juicing lemons, though, you always want to take that peel off. Otherwise, it's a little bit too bitter. So it's and then he was talking about how great watermelon juice is, which I love watermelon juice. And he's sitting here cutting up and peeling the yellow watermelons. I wish I could get yellow watermelons. They're so good. They show up here, I think.
One of my favorites, actually. I was looking for that this weekend.
It's just, we only get them here. They show up for a very short time, I think towards the end of summer. So, and the last watermelon I had wasn't too good, but I did finally just get in, I forget what they're called. They're real dark green. But, you know, I can remember, I think it's hard to find watermelons with seeds in them anymore. It's so weird. They're all seedless now. Good. I don't like that they keep engineering plants, certain fruits and stuff to be seedless. I don't think it's good. Especially grapes. Seeded grapes are hard to find. I don't know about you. Can you find seeded grapes?
The red globes usually are the seeded ones. I haven't looked in a while.
Okay. Well, it seems like everything around here is seedless. So, let me get back to, do you know Ann Vandersteel?
No.
She's a nationalist, and she talked on shows. Oh, I just wish I knew more about all that stuff. But she's just been talking about how there's kind of two different governments right now. And you know, she explained how we got into the situation we are all in via our birth certificates and stuff like that. But she said that she really thinks that everything going on now is, it's exposing everything. And she said, we're going to have to go through a lot, but I really think it's going to make some permanent changes for the good. So I'm just like, I hope so. And I've been seeing, I haven't been keeping up with the war, but what are they talking about saying Putin's going to do something that's going to be worse than Chernobyl? Do you have any idea what they're talking about?
No, not really. I mean, that stuff changes and between media hype, I don't get it.
It's just nuts.
But you have the Republicans, well, both sides. They really want to push this war. Putin wants a peace deal. For a minute, Zelensky was talking about a peace deal, and then you have all the Republicans. No, you're not going to have a peace deal. We need you to start fighting.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought the Republicans wanted this to stop.
Well, you got Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott and all those others that want this to keep going. We're going to be with the Ukraine until they win. Those kind of people.
Yeah, I don't really care for Lindsey Graham.
People let him have it a few days ago in South Carolina, his home state, while Trump was doing his thing.
Trump's got people. Oh, my gosh. The crowds are, I mean, crazy big. It seems like everywhere, everything I've seen, I mean, oh, I don't know.
So I read today, too, that Jack Smith says that for every case that he doesn't win, he's going to put 30 to 45 new charges in for every no. So he's just going to keep going.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe it's okay for him to even do that.
No, I mean, it's almost, actually, there should be a law against what he's doing. Why is that not illegal?
Because everybody that's in power, Democrat, that's why.
Wow. They just love to waste tax dollars, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, oh, I just, you know, somebody else, me and a few others on Activate Humanity, we're sending Dale Bigtree an idea for a lawsuit. We're like, you know, we are supposed to be guaranteed life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And they have just, you know, trampled on that so badly, especially the last 3 years. And it's like, you know, why don't you guys take a lawsuit? Why don't you somehow bring a lawsuit up regarding that? I mean, because we haven't had that. Honestly. And look at the lives they took the past 3 years. I'm serious. I mean, they murdered people. They killed people. And now they're talking about all the there's a lot of death with, you know, pregnancies right now. The babies are dying. And it's like, and they won't, nobody's bringing it up. It's like, yeah. And there are, most of them that are dying, it's the moms were all, you know, they all had the juice. So it's unbelievable. I don't know. I think people are just, you know, that George Orwell, I mean, he talked about it years ago, pretty much everything that's happening. Just, and then they're talking about a lot of the babies that are born are having, a lot of the small infants are having myocarditis. And I'm thinking, you know, I guess in that case, I'm wondering if it's because if their mom took the juice, I suppose that might be the reason. But there's going to be some, I have a sneaky suspicion of some massive population decrease, which is exactly what they wanted. But I don't know. Did you ever get time to watch David Martin sing, to listen to all this?
No.
Gosh. I mean, it just, I still, when I listen to it, it's alarming, you know? The fact I still am, and nobody's talking about this. I can't believe none of the news stations covering this, because, I mean, it's huge that Pfizer patented in 1990 RNA for the spike protein. That was in 1990. And you know how he was saying, you know, that what was Trump calling his campaign for the shot? He kept on, I forget what he was, how he named it, but talking about how, you know, quickly they got it done or whatever. And he was basically saying it's such a joke, because he said 1990, he said that's 30 years ago. He's like, they've been doing trials for this 30 years. He said they've failed. They've done failed trial after failed trial. He said not ever. And he said, and even to this day, we still, they had no success. They didn't stop anything. So they just keep getting more money and keep doing the same thing.
Well, I have a Russell Brand video on that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
I think we should probably just get our Mr. Broccoli out of the way now.
Okay. My computer's still not, my computer's still updating, so I can watch, I think I've got it pulled up on here. Let me find it. Yeah, there it is. Let me get to, I started watching it earlier and then I didn't get finished. So let me pull it back up. There we go. Let me rewind. Oops.
Yeah, for now, this is our weekly promotions of Freedomizer Radio, so I try my best to do a good job every week on this.
I just can't. Oh, you mean the Rumble thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Can I get it to rewind? What's going on? This is strange.
Yeah, turn off the sound. Okay. Interesting. Huh. For some reason, it is not wanting to let me play it. Can you? I guess you can play yours, hopefully. It better not be censoring it.
Well, I'll wait a minute for you if you need.
Where the heck did it go?
It's wherever you left it.
Well, okay, let me mute me.
Okay. You almost there? Should I move ahead?
Yes, go ahead. Sorry, I had myself muted. Go ahead.
All right. Sounds good. So I'll count down. Three,
okay.
Two, one, action.
Hey, Tamara. Too bad you missed the Pride Parade last week. It was the most fun thing I ever did.
It was the Shizio. Every trans person was out in full force. Some people drove for a whole day to get to this joint. It was the most epic. I showed at least 100,000 people my junk, and everyone called me by my right pronouns, they/them.
I don't know, B. It's just not my thing, player.
You need to stop thinking like a Republican. We didn't have to wear any clothes for the whole weekend.
That's right, Tamar. You need to be more loving and liberal.
We rode our bikes naked throughout town. Then we put on dog costumes and took pictures with the kids.
I entered a pie eating contest. It's too bad I didn't win.
I'm not cool with worshiping Mr. Lucifer, though. How does that fit into LGBT now?
We have to play Halloween Stadium. In order to do all the events, we had to show our Eisenhower of Freedom microchip center gene therapy passport. We had to keep our scams on at all times.
I had to stand in the corner for 10 minutes because when I was talking, my scam fell below my nose for 3 seconds.
Oh no, it's that rockly dude again.
I wonder what racist things he will say today, B.
I might just punch him in his ballsack.
My rockly man was out there arresting people all weekend. He is such a hater.
It is illegal to show your junk and do sex acts in public.
See? That's what I don't get, player. Why is it you can't just be gay and support your lifestyle? Why do you have to have sex acts with children?
We had contests where every trans woman pulled out their junk to see who was the longest. We had kindergarten class measure our junks. Malik actually won a $200 gift card for having the longest junk by a female.
It was not fair. Whenever one of us would tell that kid to put our junk in their mouth, they threatened us with getting arrested. He was a bigot.
I peed on the street during the parade. A policeman handed me a mop and bucket. He told me to clean it. He was such a buzzkill.
Maybe I would never want to take a wee right in front of cameras and thousands of people watching. That's just too gross, player.
Jim, I wouldn't believe how many people let their kids take selfies with me. Some of them wanted me to autograph their junks.
This is why we need to make sure Brandon stays in office. If Trump is president again, we will not be allowed to do this anymore. He will outlaw us being trans.
Maybe if Brandon cannot be as the president, we can have Michael Robinson Obama.
Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
You should have seen the Bud Light float tomorrow. It was the biggest floater. lot of money on our asses.
July is going to be American Pride Month. Let's see all of you support that.
I would never support America First. We need a new world order. We need to work harder to cancel white cisgendered males. We need to have bigger protests than we did for Black Lives Matter. We need to have a protest that is Black Trans Lives That Love Kids Matter ready. They doesn't know we bees is out here in these mean streets and we be finna doing it for the children. All kids should be required to have sex changes done when they are born. It is a loving and liberal thing to do. Plus it cuts down on population. Everyone that is smart knows we need to get Earth's population down to 500 million so that the 1% of the 1% own everything and we own nothing.
I am upset though that the Supreme Court stopped affirmative action. It is not fair that black people cannot get into college just because their base is black. Now they have to actually bring in people just because their test scores are better.
Sorry bro. When I get my liberal media major degree from Southern Hampshire Institute in Technology, I want someone to hire me because I showed them my grades. Not just because I'm black.
Shut up, Jamar. You do not know what it is like to be this black.
Are you smoking too much of that free crack from the vending machine, B? Did you forget I am black and Puerto Rican?
You better not be this making fun of the free crack pipe machines at SHIT. I hit the joint up all the time.
The vending machine by the cafeteria is crack smack, fentanyl, and heroin. You can only take one of everything every day, so we have to learn how to make it last. I wanted to be able to use as much as 100 by then without having limits.
I am not going there, B.
Jim, since you're not going to use the free crack, can you go by the machine and get some for me? We can use it for you.
We need to start some mostly peaceful protests on the SHIT campus so we can get them to give us more crack.
We finna start a new organization. Naked Black Trans Crack Users Lives Matter.
That's gotta be a no for me, dog.
I think it's only fair that Hunter Biden can disown his daughter. She is not allowed to know about him or use his last name for anything.
She'll be just trying to use that white privilege card. Good on Hunter because him's a Democrat.
Why is it? That is, someone is a Democrat, they can do whatever they want without the risk of going to jail.
You wrongly just answered your own question. You can get away with it if you're a Democrat. I total do.
Hey Mike, we need to go. We need to stop at the vending machine before all the illegals being housed in the dorm takes all the stash.
I don't know why the governor is putting illegals coming across the border to live on our campus. They have illegals from all other countries now living in the female-only campus with other ladies. How come I cannot spend the night with a girl over there but illegals can go over there and bother the women all day long? And the police don't even come over if a girl is in trouble.
You take that back right now, Jamar. Those illegals have the right to be there. It is not their fault they were put on a bus by a Republican governor to come here. We need to give them everything they need for the rest of their life for being here.
Those cisgendered women gets what them deserves. If they do not like it, then should learn to be as trans.
All I'm saying is that if you move somewhere and have no money or resources, why do you have to live on a campus that my parent 1 and parent 2 have to pay $22,500 a year just for the room and board?
It's because you have white privilege, Jamar. You need to stop hanging out with the Klan.
What Klan, B? You do not understand, I am black and Puerto Rican. What white Klan would let me in if there was a thing, bro?
Just shut up right now, Jim, or you will taste my ice cream cone in your mouth.
Hey everyone. This is how woke politics work. If you are tired of the same old, you need to check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to 9 Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on all the news you need to hear. He also has great guests and outstanding co-hosts. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Also check out all the other shows on the Freedomizer Network. Otherwise, we will get overrun by liberals like these.
Come on MIK, I don't watch to get sick and catch the Republican.
We should go to China Mart and buy more scams so we do not become Republican voters.
So that was an episode.
Okay, so what's the college thing? You mentioned you know, he mentioned something about they're letting illegal, like the men go over, like the women.
Yeah, that's happening in New York, actually. Eric Adams is putting military-age men in college dorms that normally females live in.
Oh, my God. Lawsuits. They're setting themselves up big time. Oh, my God. Not that anybody will, you know, do anything about it. Oh, good grief. I know one thing. I'd pull my girl out of the school if she was there. That's just crazy. Oh, well, I wonder how, well, I know how big it is here. You know the movie, what's it called? Sound of Freedom? Is that the title?
I've read
about
that.
Have you seen it, too? Okay. So I went online at our movie theater here in Cape to see if I could get any tickets. They're literally sold out tonight. So around here, people are going to see it. That's for sure. I just don't know if I can watch it. That one's hard for me to watch because the few times I have seen some documentaries regarding that, I've had to turn it off because there are certain things I'm not okay with it at all, you know, with how it's handled. And I would, if I didn't have my family and the little ones to worry about and stuff, I think I would, in a heartbeat, I would arm up and go after these people. Because I don't think there's any, you know, greater evil in the world. And these freaking people right now that are going after children, and especially, oh, the organ harvesting, using them as sexual toys, and just, I mean, it's so hard to even, you know, allow your mind to think about it.
That pretty much authorizes this.
Who does?
You have a president that pretty much authorizes this because
yeah.
His son got caught and nothing's going to happen.
Exactly. I mean, it's just sickening. And I just, I've often said, I don't even know if I could control myself. I would want to kill the person if I were doing that line of work. And found some beastly, gross man, you know, doing something to a child. I would want to pull my gun out and just blow their head off. Oh, I just couldn't handle it. I don't know. And I don't know what all they get into in the movie, but I think it's going to be a tearjerker, that's for sure. I would imagine. I'm sure it'll be good, though. That guy's obviously a great actor. Yeah, but I was surprised that the movie theaters were, you know, there really weren't. There was, like, one ticket here and there, but you, like, couldn't get two seats together anywhere.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. No, it was nuts. And I don't know if it'll be that way tomorrow night or not, but tonight here, they released it tonight instead of tomorrow night. And I mean, it was, they had even early shows today at like 10:30 and, you know, 12 and everything. And they still didn't even have any. So, very interesting. But going to talking about malaria again, you know, even the WHO admits that still the best treatment for it is that, I don't know how you say it, artemisinin, which is, you know, it's derived from the sweet wormwood plant. So I don't know why somebody couldn't just tinctures of that sweet wormwood. But supposedly it reduces the number of the Plasmodium parasites in the blood. And I'm pretty sure wormwood, I want to say that's in a lot of parasitic formulas. So it's still very interesting that it seems like malaria and all these, it seems like a lot of these viruses are basically parasitically based, you know, in one sense. So, you know, they always talk about the terrain of the body and how if it's super clean, and I mean, it can mean it's not just obviously parasites, but they, you know, the body, when it has mucus and stuff in it there, and you eat, you know, animal foods and so forth, the parasites will want to inhabit you more than if you're eating a very clean diet. So for some reason, they do not like people that are on high fruit diets. Parasites don't want to stay in those bodies. And that's why when people go on these fruit cleanses, a lot of times the parasites, they'll literally, you know, they'll see them. They'll eliminate them. So it's kind of interesting. But I just, I've heard of that. It's called Artemisia annua plant, I think. But it's the simple name is sweet wormwood. So it's actually a natural medicine that they're recommending, which I find it hard to believe. So, but I guess we all need to get some of that. Surely these, who knows if the malaria thing even real. Do what?
I have some wormwood actually in my arsenal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my friend got, I think he had Giardia. He drank out of a fresh spring and just, you know, everything turned to water. And I was like, I'm afraid you've got that parasite. So that's what we put him on, a tincture that had the wormwood and I forget what else in it. And it took care of it. Pretty good. So herbs are wonderful. Still the purest form of God's creation, I think. That's what they say anyway. Let's hope they don't start trying to, you know, genetically modify those. Oh. So, but yeah, I mean, it irritates me to no end what they allowed Bill Gates to do. He's not a flipping doctor. You know,
he's not
yeah, and they allow him to talk about it, and then they allow him. I mean, it's the money. It's all about the money. So, I mean, Elon Musk can pretty much do what he wants to, too, I think.
Not as much, because he fights with the globalists, so he doesn't, his
so you
money
think
isn't
they would,
much.
You think they would stop him if, I mean, if he was doing something, like, good for the people, do you think they would try and stop him?
I wouldn't necessarily say something good, but if he crossed Bill Gates or George Soros, it would
yeah.
be like in a game of cards where Elon Musk is a jack, where he still has a lot of power, but not as much as a king, queen, or an ace.
Okay. All right.
You know what's funny, though, is that Bud Light, they've screwed themselves over. I don't know how they go back and fix what they did. But now Dylan Mulvaney is protesting Bud Light because they didn't do enough for Dylan.
Oh, my gosh.
They gave up their brand for this clown, and that's not enough.
Oh, wow.
Well, I want to play what Megyn Kelly said about it.
Okay.
I'm offended by this post. He refers to himself as a woman, like just not even a trans woman anymore. Okay, whatever. And Dylan Mulvaney, interestingly, has finally spoken out about the Bud Light controversy and points out in this, I'm not going to play the whole video, it's long, but points out in the beginning, I was very rattled. I intentionally didn't say anything, but puts the lie, single tear, but puts the lie to what Bud Light wanted us to believe, which was, you know, through leaks, they were basically saying this wasn't a partnership. It was just some low-level minion who sent one can of beer to Dylan, not sanctioned. But now we know they've fired that woman in marketing, Alyssa. They fired her boss, the head of marketing. So it sounds like it was more than a low-level minion who acted rogue. And Dylan Mulvaney is apparently confirming that in a bizarre post. Take a listen to part of it.
I took a brand deal with a company that I loved. And I posted a sponsored video to my page. And it must have been a slow news week because the way that this ad got blown up, you would have thought I was like on a billboard or on a TV commercial or something major. But no, it was just an Instagram video. What transpired from that video was more bullying and transphobia than I could have ever imagined. And I was waiting for the brand to reach out to me, but they never did. And for months now, I've been scared to leave my house. I have been ridiculed in public. I've been followed. And I have felt a loneliness that I wouldn't wish on anyone. For a company to hire a trans person and then not publicly stand by them is worse, in my opinion, than not hiring a trans person at all.
So Dylan is the victim, and we should feel sorry for Dylan.
But isn't it indicative, though, of what companies do during Pride Month, too, is that they, you know, they latch on to this notion of like the rainbow and pride and everything. And then on July 1st, it all goes away. I mean, they're basically using all these people, right, to make money. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's shocked that they weren't holding his hand and like being his BFF. And then, you know, it's very telling of just the whole movement in general and how these corporations will use these people to make money. I mean, it's like welcome to corporate America, sweetheart. You know, this is what we
well,
said
it's
this
interesting
morning.
Though. Like he's not wrong that they're cowards.
Yeah.
He's not
right.
wrong about that. They were complete
right.
cowards with respect to Dylan, with respect to the rest of us who have been complaining. They've been trying to skirt this middle line, Miriam, which has been a fail. We all see it's a fail, and that's why we remain angry.
Well, there are not enough eye rolls, first of all, for that video. I mean, it was just nauseating to watch it. I love that you refer to him as him. I wonder how much longer you're going to be on YouTube as a result
of forever.
That.
Forever. They are not going to censor me.
But the thing about it is the CEO of Anheuser-Busch has been such a weenie about this whole issue. And so in trying to be woke and sending the can and getting this advertising deal, which we now know was a sponsored deal, it wasn't just Dylan making an Instagram video. This was
right.
this was a sponsored deal. Now he's coming out and he's being so wishy-washy and trying to say, well, we just sell beer to everybody and we just really care about our employees, and not even addressing the fact that Dylan has called them out for not reaching out, which they didn't have to reach out to him. I mean, they sent the can and that could have been the end of it. But this is what happens when companies go woke. Now everyone is mad at them because now Dylan has made his fans all mad at Anheuser-Busch, the LGBTQ, whatever community is mad. All the right wingers are mad. Everybody's mad. And so I suspect that now that Dylan has released that video, we're going to see another tumble in the stock of Bud Light. And they deserve it.
I want to know more. When he says, I took a brand deal, a sponsorship, what exactly happened? Did you get some sort of money for promoting Bud Light in those posts? And if so, were laws complied with? Some of my audience has pointed out, when you're marketing liquor, there are all sorts of restrictions on you as a promoter, a marketer, or an advertiser. And I'm sure
That's
he didn't comply
question.
With any of them. So let's find out. Like, now that he's admitted this was a partnership, a brand deal, and a sponsorship, what did he get out of it, and were laws complied with? This Anheuser-Busch CEO, I'm sorry, I know he's a former Navy SEAL, but he's no Rob O'Neill, okay? He is not my idea of the nation's best and brightest. He says, their response at the company in response to Dylan, this latest hit, is that Anheuser-Busch is committed to the programs and partnerships we have forged over the decades with organizations across a number of communities, including those in the LGBTQ+ community. That's it. They don't mention Mulvaney. They just say they're committed to their partnerships, including those in the LGBT. They're so pathetic and weak. Take a damn position. Are you sorry you did? Are you not? Whose side are you on? How do you I would love to get this guy in my clutches so I could just put it to him. Like, give me a damn answer, sir. Now that summer's here, it's time to get outside and enjoy your backyard. But does your backyard need a makeover? Start with the perfect scent.
That's enough. So yeah, one guy can totally ruin a whole company, and this guy wants an apology.
Yeah, and I mean, you know what he doesn't understand is, poor little him. You know, it wasn't just his ad with Anheuser-Busch. It was him. I mean, nobody really knew who he was, and the minute he did that, people started looking him up, and then they're posting, you know, him all over everything, and it's like, he's psycho. He's sick. So his getting the cold shoulder from people isn't because of his ad for Bush. It's because of who he is and how he acts. I mean, when I looked him up after seeing that, I was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, dressing up like, didn't he dress up in like a little girl or something?
Something like that, yeah.
I'm sorry. He's a fruitcake. Oh, I guess Jimmy Buffett had that one right in one of his songs, right? Fruitcake.
Oh, I don't remember.
Anyway, I just, sorry. Not going to feel sorry for him. You know, this is the problem. This is the problem. All of these very confused, you know, messed up. I'm sorry. They're sick. You know, I understand that there are truly physically, I don't know the word to use when they're born that way. I know that there are a small number of people that are kind of born not fully male or female. Okay, that's kind of like a birth defect, you know, it's pretty much similar to if somebody's born without, you know, an arm or a hand, or, you know, if they're born with something else wrong. I mean, that it's basically a birth defect, and that's tough. I don't know what they're supposed to do, but the things that's going on right now with these transgenders and that pride parade, and I mean, it is just, I'm sorry. The devil is so much in the details of all that's going down with that. You don't walk around, I'm sorry, you don't, you know, nudity is not okay, especially in those forms. And I know we talked about that last week. I'm with you. Like, I know they have resorts you can go to and that, and they're nude resorts, you know, and they're adult only.
We agreed, nude is not the same thing as lewd. They should have asked for, instead of an LGBT pride parade, they should have just asked for a lewdness festival, because that's what it is.
I mean, the next thing we're going to see, you know, is public orgies or something. I mean, honestly. I mean, they're borderline there with what they were doing. And then the parents that I saw on one of the parades, bunch of freaking naked men, and the a mom or had her like probably a 10-year-old daughter walking through them. I'm like, what is wrong with them? What parent would take their child through that? That's got to be traumatizing.
I don't understand why they pulled the, or why they bring the kids there. But
no.
Vito wants to discuss it, so we're going to let Vito in.
Oh, yay. Okay.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Hi.
Yeah, Vito. I remember, how are you? I remember one year I was working the gay pride parade in Manhattan. I just had to be in the mid-80s, and they were handing out, there were trans people handing, actually, this wasn't a trans person, this was a regular, you know, normal-looking person, and on the flyer it said, we're here and we're queer, and I remember they gave one to, there was a couple with me, right next to me, and they had a little baby in a stroller, and they gave the flyer to the little kid in the stroller. And, you know, they must have been waiting to get across the street or whatever because, you know, when these parades are going on, you can't cross the road until the parades are over. And the father snatched that from the kid's hand, and the father said, and I'll never forget this, you ain't here and you ain't queer. And that's it. And I was like, wow, man. Holy cow. You know. And
yeah.
Too shade of that.
So, but let me ask you, Vito, as a former policeman, and I don't know where the line is, but what does somebody have to do to get arrested at a pride parade?
Proof. At this stage of the game now, the way things are, murder and up. Murder, that's it. I believe in my heart that now they will molest children at these parades, and not get in trouble for it. People cheering them on.
Yeah, you know the person that would get in trouble would be the person that would
rescue
the
child. Can you actually have fornication on the street now? And have it, and have police.
Yeah, that's the reality. Police are going to look. Police are going to be told not to do nothing. I was listening to that female swimmer, the one that lost to the male.
Riley, a woman. Riley,
yeah, she was having a right. And she was in Congress, and there's a video of it, and she was being held hostage. And the police were there, and the police said, we can't get involved in this. And, it's just craziness. You know, like I always tell people, cops are on you to protect you, man. This is proof. You heard her say it. You know, we're not going to get in the middle of this. Meanwhile, somebody's being held hostage. She's being told that, you know, they're going to kill her. They might kill her. But I don't know how she got out. She was there. 3.5 hours, I think. If you search on YouTube, you'll find it. But it was just crazy to listen to her. Crazy to listen.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they were really threatening her. It was scary.
Well, they fear her. They do fear her.
Mm.
You know, there's no doubt on that. You know, and that's why she was there. She was there to give some kind of I forget where it was. It was in California. So I mean, that even makes it worse. But
yeah.
Whatever she was doing, you know, it pissed people off. And. You know, what are you gonna do? You know, we're living in sick times, and things are gonna get sicker, as Bob Grant used to say. It's sick out there and getting sicker, and he wasn't wrong, man. He was not wrong.
No.
He always called it right. It's craziness out there. These people are gonna, you know, nobody's doing nothing. Now finally, people are starting to push back. I mean, Bud Light, I don't know what they're doing as far as their, you know, their business model. I mean, you cannot tell me, like you said, there's one thing being nude and then there's another thing being lewd. And, you know, what some people would see fine, like I remember one year I was at a gay pride parade working it again, and two men walked past me in chaps, but their fronts were covered, their groins were covered, but their butt cheeks were out for everybody to see.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I know.
You know, I mean, I remember during one parade, there were protesters, and they were locking them up. They were protesting something out of Washington Square Park, and they were putting them into the vans and sending them down to the precinct to get processed. And damn, I wish I knew what they were protesting. It was the gay pride. It was the height of their month, the last Sunday of gay pride month. And they were protesting something. I don't remember what the hell they were protesting, but they were getting locked up left and right in Washington Square Park. Again, I don't recall what it was that they were doing though. And I always say whenever they have gay pride, whenever they have the feast, the party, whatever the hell you want to call it, parade or whatever. You know, and you see the volume of men that are going, that are attending this event, and you know, and this was in the 80s, and you were like, man, there's so much AIDS out there right now, and these guys have no idea what's waiting for them.
Were they protesting the drugs, maybe?
Were they protesting what?
Like the drugs, remember the one that killed so many of them?
No, the AZT, no, they weren't. No, this is now another time I was off, I was on the pier where they have the fireworks when everything ends.
Yeah.
Just the volume of men is just mind-blowing. I'm like...
Yeah, I don't get it.
Mean, and these men, I would kill to have bodies like them.
Wow.
All right? And I'm, like, looking at them, and I'm like, damn. And, I made the comment, and there was a sergeant that was there with me, and she was a female, and she was a lesbian. And, you know, we were talking and stuff, you know, and she goes, you don't want to be the fat lady at the dance. And I'm like... That freak, that blew my mind when she said that.
Wow.
Blew my mind. You know.
I mean, why do we have a month that we celebrate that? Why do they get a month? Why do we celebrate it?
Well, it's, you know, they get a whole month. Black history gets a month. Hispanic history doesn't get a month.
Do we get a month?
Police don't get a month. Mothers don't get a month. Daddies don't get a month. You know.
Anything that's liberal will get a month.
Well, I don't know if it's liberal proof, but I want to, you know, I would like to say that they're pushing something that's, not to say that it's not real, but, you know, it's something that's not. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, two people may love each other, fine. You know, you want to live together. I mean, one of my sisters, they got married. The husband had an uncle who was gay and was living with a man for like 40 years. And you can genuinely see these two guys loved each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I know people like that.
Neither one of them went and changed themselves, though. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
They stayed the way they were. You know, when two men were in love, fine, enjoy. The guys were, you know, they were dancing with each other, you know, to see it. It was funny to see, but you can actually see these two men loved each other. And,
but
you know,
they weren't trying to get everybody else to be part of that as well.
No. They were committed to each other. There was no doubt in my mind they were committed to each other. You know, what are you going to do? You know, but now you have guys pretending that they're women. Not even men who you know,
yeah.
I'm just going to stay with men. Not even men who actually get their stuff cut off. These are guys just because they feel like they're a woman, they call themselves women. No, you can't. You go get your junk cut off. Go get the surgery, and then you can be a woman. Then you can go into women's locker rooms and whatnot. Even the girl Riley Gaines, she said when we were getting ready for, you know, getting dressed for a meet, a man walks in our locker room and starts getting changed. Like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
You know, that means any man could walk in there.
It's happening.
You know,
a lot.
It's just insanity, man. It's just insanity the way things are going down now. You know, and I feel bad for people because things are only going to get worse.
I know.
You know, it's only going to get worse.
And you know, in the end, I think, honestly, they're going to be the ones that are going to get hurt.
It's going to kill them.
Yep.
This road is going to lead to destruction. Listen, the Nazis. They recruited them. They embraced them. We need you to get our message out or whatever, so to speak. And then they freaking killed them after. They were deemed non-desirables after that. So, you know, they don't understand this. People don't understand. That's why they even try to erase history.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a buddy of mine is just, like I always bring up my friend Ralph, and, you know, his mother and father were both in Auschwitz. His mother personally met Dr. Mengele. And before she killed herself, she would tell him how things went down. And he says to me, I'm watching everything that my mother told me that went on in Germany before things went crazy. I'm watching it happen now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I tell him, Ralphie, you know, at least you know what to look for, you know, and he says it. These idiots don't realize what's going to happen to them.
Right.
You know, and even he even blames the leftist Jews are some of the most messed up people you'll ever want to meet, he says. He says it. Without any, you know, no reservation, he says it. Leftist Jews are the craziest people you'll ever want to meet because they have no clue about anything in life. Nothing.
That is true.
You know, they want to appease, and you know, they're going to kill us. They are going to kill us, he says. You know, and they think that they're going to be saved. And he even says he thinks they're going to be saved. And they're going to be thrown to the curb just like everyone else, every other Jew was in Germany, in Poland, you know, in Europe.
Well, you know this.
They're not seeing it happen.
For a group of people, if you stand up for nothing, then you're going to continue to get walked on because everybody knows that they can walk all over you. You're not going to do a thing to stand up for yourself. So why would anybody respect you?
Yeah. You know, and the way they, you know, the way Jews are looked upon, and I still don't understand why they're so hated, you know, the Jewish culture. I just don't get it. You know, there's,
I don't
you know,
either.
Blacks, Hispanics, you know, all these different cultures. But, you know, I don't understand why they are so hated.
Aren't they blamed, though, for killing Jesus? Do you think that's the reason?
No, didn't the Romans kill Jesus? Jesus Christ
I don't remember.
Himself.
Well, yeah,
now,
but
Jesus
I thought...
Jesus Christ was a Jew himself.
I know. But there's something... But they don't believe that Jesus was who he was.
No, they think he's a prophet. That's all he was. That's how he's deemed. He's looked upon. You know, which is fine.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't care, but I'm just... Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, I guess I could ask... I have my... the gemologist that used to work for me, he's an Iranian Jew. And I guess I could ask him.
Yeah.
And then see if he would have an answer. So, but, yeah, no, it's crazy. When you brought up that Dr. Ming, whatever his
Michael
name is.
Dr. Mengele. His
yeah,
mother
I just,
met Mengele personally. But she
wow.
never said to him what he did to her.
Oh my gosh. I just watched that the movie called what was it called? It's about Jesse Owens. It's on Netflix right now. It's good. He was a black male, you know, runner, and he won 4 gold medals. I guess is he the only 4 gold medalist there is? But that was, you know, back during the Holocaust. And
yeah, that was
that movie,
when the Nazis were in power, yeah.
Yeah, when you watch that movie and see what transpired between on how, because at first, you know, it's politics. Oh, my God. So
but
the guy from the United
States. But you see how the socialists were racist, but America was racist?
Yes. I mean, it was crazy how it went down because, you know, they didn't want any blacks or Jews obviously participating in the Olympics over there. But then our people said, we're not coming if they can't participate. And so when Jesse won all 4 medals, he beat the German guy, which was the only one that was coming close to beating him. And then they wouldn't let the Jewish guys, they wouldn't let them compete. Hitler wouldn't let them compete. And so, anyway, it's a good movie. If you guys, I don't know if you guys watch Netflix, but I watched it with a friend this weekend. And it's all there. it was all alive and well back then, too. What goes on? The money and the politics.
Well, like
I mean,
but the real racists are the socialists.
Yeah.
You know, but they got everyone here believing that that America is the bad place.
Yeah, they're just it's sad that there's just so many people in this world that. They want somebody to tell them what to do, how to think, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's happened the past 3 years.
They're comfortable with that.
Yeah. Most people just don't know who they are.
Oh, it's liberal, though.
The government's going to save you. Yeah, it's so liberal. It's like Ronald Reagan said, the 9 worst, most dangerous words in the English vocabulary from the government, and I'm here to help you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Very true. Very, very true. Yeah, I just, I think Israel just did some pretty big military moves on the Palestinians recently.
Oh, did they?
I think so.
And I think it was deserving.
Wow. All the wars. Such a waste. And, you know, we'd all get along just fine if it wasn't for the government.
Yeah.
Honestly. Power.
That's the truth.
Got an idea. Let's just, everybody that's power hungry and put them in jail, and then the rest of us can live. Can have that life.
Get out of our lives. It's going to be so much better.
Yeah. Yes. For sure. For sure. God, I wonder how long this is going to go on. I just, you got to worry about the kids. I mean, we're going to have a lot of really messed up kids from the past 3 years.
We're seeing it now.
Yeah.
And the mother and the mothers are, I mean, Joseph Goebbels said it. If you want the children, lead the women, so follow the men. And women are, they are so protective of their children. I mean, you know, one woman said, when your child tells you who they are, believe them.
Yeah, I don't remember what, I was watching some documentary about, it was about one of the females that had gone through the change, gender change, was trying to form, and now she was one of them that hated what happened. You know, now she wishes she could go back.
Yeah, she regrets it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
She regrets it.
And
you can't go back.
You know, the way it took place, though, you know, her mom was, I felt so bad for her mom because her mom was, you know, and her older brother, they were fine, and her mom was very protective, but I think she went to a school in California, and the girl was just, you know, she was depressed, and it was the teacher that started it all. You know, they're the one that put it in her head. And I was like, I would have gone ballistic. And then they were blaming the mother, and they're like, no, you have to allow her to do this. And, just like, nobody's going to tell me what to do with my child.
They're going to take kids away from their parents. If they don't, even for a
I heard that.
If they don't give them, if they don't honor their request to change their identity, to start taking the drugs and stuff, they're gonna take your kids away.
You guys, I mean, they're just destroying everything moral, everything. For people that do follow the Bible, and you know, they're destroying everything. You know, you know, you're supposed to honor and obey your mom and dad. You know, you're supposed to respect them, and that's.
Yeah, but they're removing mom and dad out of the equation.
Yeah. They're destroying that. But in one sense, parents are allowing it.
Makes you born for it.
So. I mean, there's just too many timid people that won't do anything about it.
I mean, in Michigan, look, if you misgender someone, and they feel threatened by it, you're going to get locked up.
Why is she still there?
Well, not only is she still there, but Brandon would really like to swap Kamala out for that.
Oh, dear God, help us. Are you serious?
I don't think it would help them. I don't think it would help him.
No, it won't. He's done. Guys, he'll be lucky if he's still alive when 24 comes around. I mean, I guess he could be if they keep pumping him full of stuff. But
I think that he might be dead.
No joke. I mean, I look at some of his pictures and it's like he looks so different.
There are photos of him as president. Photos, you look at his ears, there's the two different ears.
I've seen
two different ears.
And you can't tell me that. Listen, I'm a retired policeman. You can't change the year.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Uh-oh. Well, we all know you can't trust or believe anything that you see on TV.
No.
I mean, we've seen it enough time throughout history and on plenty of movies on how they can program and make anything happen that they want. So, yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I went to the movies tonight. I was the Indiana Jones movie. It's not bad. And they're having previews. A movie that's coming out is called The Creator. And apparently it's some AI system that they put in place. It went crazy.
Imagine that.
Imagine that is right.
Have you heard about the Sound of Freedom movie?
No.
Okay. See, a lot of people still haven't heard about it. So, it's about child trafficking. It's supposed to be phenomenal, and they were releasing it tonight, tomorrow night, telling Dave, if you were listening to the show, you probably already heard, but here in Cape, you know, we've got about 40,000 people in Cape. And I told him I literally couldn't get two seats together in the theater. There were only like the front row seats left and maybe one seat left, like in the rest of them. So it's, I hope it's good. I'm just not so sure I can watch it. Not so sure. That was going to be tough. It's hard for me to watch things about children.
That is a reality. It is going on.
I know. I know it exists, and I would love to do something to help, but I can't. I just can't get those images in my head, because then I just can't get them out. So. And then it makes me think, the poor kids, you know, my God. Oh, how could a child ever get over anything like that? Sick. I just heard they arrested, where was it? Oh, over in Ukraine, they were saying that they caught a guy going in there saying that he had told the mother that he was helping to get the children from Ukraine over to good families who would adopt them and take care of them and get them out of the war.
Mm-hmm.
And he went over there and pick up the kid, and they actually caught him going out, but he had paid the mother $5,000 and was headed out of the country with his child. And I think the baby was maybe a year old, and he was going to traffic the child, but they caught him. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
You got to hang them.
Yes.
You got to hang
them. Sorry.
Like that. It's the only way.
I would have no, like I told Proof, I have no sympathy. I would have no problem.
No.
Doing away with people that harm children. No problem whatsoever. None whatsoever. So, no tolerance for that.
No.
And that's why I'm having a hard time with all this transgender stuff, because it's just wrong. I don't want my grandson to be, I don't want them to be exposed to that stuff. I mean, I can only imagine what they're going to go through their head if they see a bunch of freaking guys walking around nude and just have something over their, you know, watch. I mean.
Well, they don't even have to do that anymore.
Jeez.
That's Time will tell. Yeah. We'll see where this is going to go. This is not going to end well. I'll tell you that right now.
No, but if I guess a lot of us are just going to have to, at some point, we're going to have to pull together. I mean, my brother and I, we talk all the time. We're looking for some land, and it's like we want to buy a little bit of land and go build some really cool barn dominiums, you know. And
right.
'Cause there's some really cute ones right now. And then have enough land to where then the family, if the rest of the family need to come and, you know, build something on it too, they can. 'Cause there may be a point where we have to get away from all this stuff. I mean, we still have to fight it. I'm not just going to run away and hide.
Why do we have to run from this?
Well, now they're talking about blocking out the sun again. Brandon thinks that Bill Gates has a great idea.
Yeah, like they haven't already been doing it.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know, man. You know, if anyone ever, you know, really looked, you know, these loons actually looked at, you know, the size of the sun compared to us, it's like, the sun is a giant watermelon, and we are a little grain of sand.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me that, you know, some cow that's farting is making problems.
Oh. Well, I mean, thing that Dan Wiggins talks about makes so much sense, and I have to wonder with – you know, I know it's been hot before, but, you know, Dane Wigington, I always call him Dan, it's Dane. He, you know, he talks about the chemtrails are spraying in the skies, and he says what's happening is instead of blocking anything, instead of helping anything, he said they're basically creating this bubble. They're creating this chemical bubble, and it's trapping the freaking heat in here with us to where – it can't get out of the atmosphere, you know, which makes so much sense.
Yep.
So they, you know, all these loons, like you said, they want to blame everybody else but themselves. You know, they're trying to play God. They're messing with things they shouldn't be messing with, just like the mosquitoes at Gates. Maybe he wasn't, you know, engineering them to do something with malaria. But what he doesn't understand, this is the ignorance. It's like when you genetically engineer something, you have no clue what else it's going to cause.
Yep.
So.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
People do not understand this. They think that all this. I understand, you know, I understand that, you know, things got to be looked at, maybe modified or whatnot, you know.
Sure.
To help us, but come on.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, why is it they never go after the chemical companies?
There's no need. There's no reason that they have to genetically modify, you know, what we eat, unless they're planning on using it for something else.
The only chemtrails they should be working on is if you're trying to get rain into the sub-Saharan African desert.
Exactly. And then what about the freaking growth genetically or whatever it is, the Frankenstein meat they're making?
Yeah, they're not
really?
They're making, they are now growing meat from cells.
Oh.
Right? And
that's
don't think
disgusting.
That they're going to be humans soon. They're going to grow humans. Same way.
Yeah. They're going to try.
You're going to have soulless people.
I don't know. I don't think they can do it.
I think they can do it. I think they have done it. I think they're just waiting to put it out there.
Jeez.
That's what I think. I could be wrong. You know, but
I hope you are, but no, I understand. I just... I just want to believe that, that's just not possible.
Yeah, well, they are going to create a new life form in this world. Watch.
Yeah, but
it ain't going to be pretty.
No.
It ain't going to be pretty. I'm telling you, it ain't going to be pretty.
I mean, there's just so much insanity. I mean, look at Roundup. I mean, they know now that it causes cancer. I mean, many of
it's
us have studied it.
It's still being
sold. Exactly. That's what I'm like.
It's still being sold.
People still use it. People are still buying it. And this is the problem. As long as people buy these things that they put out there, they're just going to keep doing it.
And
I guess the problem with firemen, policemen, and kind of doing that movement from the bottoms up is you have to get them all to agree to say, well, you know, we're not going to listen to them. We're all going to do this. But I guess you can't ever get everybody to agree to do the same thing and say, no, we're going to go like with that parade, the thing they just did, we're going to go arrest anybody that's nude. You know, I guess, unfortunately, you're never going to have everybody on the police force that agree, right?
No, absolutely not.
Some of them are going to think it's fine.
No, you'll never have people that are going to fully agree on this. I get it. I understand it, you know. But, you know, at the same time, you know, you can't let things get out of hand either.
No, it's like, can't they ask themselves that? Is this good for, who is this good for? What good is there in this? What is it proving? What is it helping in any way? It's not. It's promoting pedophilia. It's promoting pornography. It's just, it's promoting.
It is. Yes, it
is. Perverse behavior, you know? It just. I mean,
yes,
and we know that. I mean,
100%.
I mean, look at what computers did for pornography. I mean, it's just, it's awful. I mean, it's a real issue. It's a real problem.
Well, you know, the problem is only going to get worse.
Yeah, until enough people decide to post some stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll need another American Revolution, which I think we have it in us, but I'm not getting my hopes up.
Nah, Proof. I don't think it's the ones that are going to be violent are going to be the left. The right doesn't have it in them to be violent. You know, I mean, they're waking up, yes, but it's just not the same. It's not the same.
Well, and you know, I know some people try to talk me down from things sometimes. It's like, hey, you can't get angry and you can't be upset and violent about this stuff, and it's like, no, wait a minute. Yeah, there are things that I'm sorry, but I think God's okay with us getting a little
well, you're not supposed to be a doormat.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So,
you know, and even when you're a doormat, you know, I mean, Proof, some people are doormats because they just don't want to they just don't want to do anything about it at that moment, but they will.
Mm-hmm.
They will in time.
Yeah, when they have to. When they have to.
They will. Oh, yes, they will.
No,
watch.
I've got a couple friends, and they, you know, when I talk about this stuff, they're like, why do you even bother? They're like, you can't change anything. You know, you can't. And I'm just like, really?
It's like being in an abusive marriage or a relationship. Eventually, you're going to, somebody, that person's going to wake up and, you know, just going to do something.
Yeah.
What they're going to do, don't know. But they're going to do something.
Yeah. Yeah. Gonna at that moment, they're going to jump on all of us trying to do something and say, oh, help me now, you know. It's like, tried to help you a long time ago. You didn't want it. So, I don't know. I just got to figure out how to address some of this stuff with, like, with our kids and grandkids. But I think they'll be fine as long as they've got good, you know, as long as they've got loving family around them and have support and have some normalcy in their lives. But at the same time, you've got to somehow warn them, you know, but you don't want to, you just don't know how much you want to share with them. That's the problem. I don't know. I guess I need to ask, though. Ask them, see what they do know.
Huh?
But the schools are what's getting scary. I mean, schools aren't what they used to be, that's for sure. I think, honestly, I think the mid-80s is when there was a big shift to where things got worse. I said, I think all of that, well, I don't know about you guys. I graduated high school in 83, and I said, you know, even my girls, 30 and 35 now, I don't even remember me being comfortable with them riding their bikes anywhere. But I said, I remember as a kid, I was able to ride my bikes, and it's just so sad. Those were such great times, and it's just sad that it's not the same, to where they can't experience the same thing. But I guess we have to go through whatever we're going through to get back there.
It's really a messed up world, and you know, this is their world. They created this. You know, it's going to get worse.
Yeah, I don't understand why we can't just. Well, people are so. It seems like I don't know if they're really accepting or if they just don't think they can't do anything about it, but, you know.
Well, I don't know. Why
do you think that they can't?
So many people are okay, or they're actually complaining about some states banning porn books for kids.
Oh.
That's another issue. Like, you know, you got parents who are protesting this of the school boards, and the school boards are, like, doing everything they can to shut the parents up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't like it, you're a domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was that one
and
that
speaking
one
of,
guy
And
toy.
Speaking of which, you know, Garland, I think that his time is limited in our government. I think they're really going to get rid of him.
I hope so. I can't stomach him. That's for sure.
You know, Congress could have done something about this a long time ago, but they just kept letting it go. And now, you know, cat's out of the bag, so to speak, now.
But I still don't understand, you know, it's like we the people are actually supposed to be in charge. We're...
They govern at our consent.
Yeah, so.
But that January 6th, boy, what they tried to do.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you've got to even be careful at how you even talk about this, because I just get so mad when I think about it. It's like it, you know, when they when the government is no longer serving you, you know, what we're supposed to be able to do. And it's like, okay, how do we do that? Why isn't the military stepping up to do something about it?
They're here for everything. They're here for everything now, the government, in our lives. They're there for schooling. They're there for transit. They're there for gardening. They're there for farming. They're there for, you know, what aren't they there for?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you have some idiot that can't handle it, whatever reason. You got to do something about it. No, and we'll do something about it. We'll give them money, and then this way, by us giving them money, you know, they have to do what we tell them. And you know what? Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we need
when they're throwing so much money at them, you know, they can't resist it. You know, and that's a fact.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to have to start learning to play their little games on these stupid.
That's exactly. Well, look at how Budweiser, you know, what's gone with Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they haven't really learned their lesson yet.
No, they haven't, Proof. You know, because they still come out, you know, we are inclusive. You know, you dummies, be inclusive, but you just get rid of the trans. We don't want nothing to do with trans.
Exactly.
So that by being inclusive, they're excluding everybody else. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it could be exactly. They're focusing on one, not everyone.
I like how Garth Brooks is getting hammered by everybody because he said if you're mad that I'm selling Bud Light, then don't come to my bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's like, okay.
All right.
I wouldn't have gone to see him before the Bud Light thing, but anyway, I've never been a huge fan of his. I don't know why. But all I know is they're going to open up a can of worms if they keep, you know, talking about, now they're talking about saying that Medicaid, Medicare are possibly going to have to start looking into covering this transgender stuff. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. If they start covering that kind of stuff, they're going to have to start covering a whole lot of other stuff like cosmetic surgery and everything else. They can't just, you know, there's no way that that's going to hold up.
Yeah, but then they could raise the price, which means that they could raise the cost to us. So they'd be okay with that.
Yeah, like it's they haven't already. I think the whole freaking country got higher. I think everyone I've spoken with, they've all received higher, you know, they've raised the price of everyone's home. They reassessed everyone. And everyone's taxes have gone up. Personal property, which is just such a freaking, our personal property. I mean, taxes, you guys in this country, it's just, it's beyond acceptable anymore. I mean, something's got to give. No flipping sense.
Yeah, but they want everybody out of their houses so you can rent a Bill Gates tiny home.
Yeah, that's true. So I know somebody asked one of them, they called him and they said, okay, you reassessed my house, say it's worth this much, and now my taxes are going up. They're like, you go find me somebody to buy my house for that much money right now. It's like,
yeah,
exactly.
Well, they're still trying to push that realized gains. It's going to the Supreme Court to see if it's legal to get people on that. And if they can get the Supreme Court to say yes, that you can have realized gains, what's to say your house for 1 week is worth $5 million and then it's worth $50,000 and then you're going to be on the hook for those taxes?
Yeah. Yep.
Because that's how it works.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the other thing somebody was, there's an attorney. She's been fighting for a while. She's going after, you know, how someone doesn't pay their personal property taxes. You know, they can freaking sell your house on the, you know.
Yeah.
And she said somebody owed $8. $8. And they didn't know it. They literally sold their house. And sold it for obviously multiple thousands of dollars. And she was like, no, wait a minute. She only owed you $8. There's no freaking way that you're going to get all that money that they just sold that house for. And that one got overturned. The court was like, yeah, you know, they owed $8, and you think you're going to just keep $100,000 for what the house sold over?
The thing is that when you owe that little amount of money, it's not worth it for the billing company to even send you a letter.
Yeah. And they owed, but that's what this attorney's saying. She's like, okay, they should have to pay the $8 and maybe whatever fees, maybe increased fees. Let them pay it. But there is no way that they should be able to keep the extra money that comes from that sale.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. I mean, that is the stupidest. I don't know who created that one, but that is just, that's one of the dumbest things they've ever done. I mean, thing we ever let them do, or, you know, because on our part, I don't know how it ever got approved, but obviously on their end, it's great. You know, they can gain all these houses for nothing. We need different people, and I don't know. I hate to say government because, I mean, I guess there can be good government, but we haven't seen any. That's for sure. Oh, we desperately need a revolution,
well,
I guess.
Revolution, and I don't know if it's going to happen.
It's not going to be good.
Yeah. Even the medical one, I mean, you guys, it's just a joke. I mean, everybody gets the same thing and eventually dies mostly of the same thing. I just, oh. It's all about profits. Would it be wonderful if doctors got had to return your money? They botched something up.
Oh, they'd be having to return a ton of COVID money.
Yeah.
Well, you saw they can't account for $200 billion of COVID money. They don't know where it is.
Imagine that.
$200 billion.
Better be checking the Bidens. What was it I just... Somebody was just talking about. And it was... Oh. Just watched it. Doggone it. Oh. It was about... I sent you that video. It was about... Jim Jordan, that 5-minute video.
Oh, I have that up on the board.
Yeah, he was, you know, he was explaining that about, I mean.
Yeah, I'll play the clip.
Okay.
Mr. Durham, in the summer of 2016, did our government receive intelligence that suggested Secretary Clinton had approved a plan to tie President Trump to Russia?
Yes.
Was that intelligence important enough for Director Brennan to go brief the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the Attorney General of the United States, and the Director of the FBI?
Yes.
And was that intelligence put then into a memorandum, a referral memorandum?
Yes.
And was that memorandum then given to Director Comey and Agent Strzok?
That's who it was addressed to, yes.
Did Director Comey share that memorandum with the FISA court?
I'm sorry, can you...
Did he share that memorandum with the FISA court? Did Director Comey do that?
I'm not aware of that, if he did.
Did he share it with the lawyers preparing the FISA application?
Not to my knowledge.
Did he share it with the agents on the case working the Crossfire Hurricane case?
No.
Didn't share it with the agents on the case. Can you tell the committee what happened when you took that referral memo and shared it with one of those agents, specifically Supervisory Special Agent Number 1?
We interviewed the first supervisor of the Crossfire investigation, the operational person. We showed him the intelligence information. He indicated he had never seen it before. He immediately became emotional, got up and left the room with his lawyer, spent some time in the hallway, came back.
He was ticked off, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was ticked off because this is something he should have had as an agent on the case. It's important information that the director of the FBI kept from the people doing the investigation.
The information was kept from him.
Who's Charles Dolan?
Charles Dolan is a public relations person here in Washington, D.C. He had prior involvement, professional involvement with the Russian government, representing Russian government interests. He was a person that was associated with Igor Danchenko.
He was also buddies with the Clintons, wasn't he?
He had held positions when President Clinton was president.
And their campaign advisory to Secretary Clinton's presidential campaign, executive director of the Democrat Governors Association, that's the same Charles Dolan we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. And wasn't he also a key source for information in the dossier?
He provided some information that was included in
Ritz-Carlton stuff, the Manafort stuff. In the Crossfire Hurricane investigation and the Mueller investigation, when the FBI interviewed Mr. Dolan, what did he have to say?
To my knowledge, they didn't interview Mr. Dolan.
They didn't interview this guy? Source for the dossier? Key information in the dossier? Buddies with the Clintons? They didn't talk to him?
No. I mean, we report on that because even Christopher Steele in October 2016 identified Dolan as somebody that might have information.
I find it interesting they didn't talk to him. What? Were there agents on the case who wanted to talk to Mr. Dolan, Mr. Durham? What happened to analyst number one? She kept pushing to talk to Mr. Dolan. She was ultimately turned down. What happened to her the day that she was turned down and said, no, we're not talking to Dolan? What happened to her?
At about the same time, she was assigned to a different project.
They moved her. They said, we can't have this. We can't have that. We can't be looking into the Clintons' buddy, a key source for the dossier. They reassigned her. And then what did she do?
She memorialized it.
She entered a memo to the file because she said, at some point the inspector general is going to want to know this information. I'm going to make it sure it's recorded contemporaneously. She put it in the file. It's crazy. They didn't talk to the key source. They kept key intelligence from the investigators. This is how bad this investigation was. But here's the scary part. I don't think anything has changed. The day your report came out, 5 weeks ago, May 15th, you got a letter, Mr. Durham, addressed to you from the general counsel at the FBI, Mr. Jason Jones, writes you this six-page letter, and he says, not to worry, everything is fine. It's all been worked out at the FBI. He even says on page two, he says, had the reforms implemented by current FBI leadership, summarized below, been in place in 2016, failures detailed in your report never would have happened, and he underlines it. This would never happen because of the reforms we implemented in 2019 and 2020. And then he says on page four, one of the specific reforms, he says, FBI executive management has instructed investigations should be run out of the field and not from the headquarters. That statement is not true. 5 weeks ago, the FBI wrote you and said everything has changed when in fact it hasn't, and a statement in there is absolutely false. And we know it's false because 2 weeks ago today, we interviewed Stephen D'Antuono, former head of the Washington field office, Mr. Durham, and here's what he said in his transcript. head of the Washington field office when the Trump classified document investigation began. He said, that case was handled differently than I would have expected it to be, than any other cases handled. We learned a lot of stuff from Crossfire Hurricane that headquarters should not work the investigation. It's supposed to be the field offices. My concern is that the Department of Justice was not following these principles. Nothing is, and that's the thing that scares me the most. Nothing has changed. Mr. Durham, let me just finish with this. 60% of Americans now believe there's a double standard at the Justice Department. You know why they believe that? Because there is. That has got to change. And I don't think more training, more rules is going to do it. I think we have to fundamentally change the FISA process, and we have to use the appropriations process to limit how American tax dollars are spent at the Department of Justice.
All right, so that was the that was the clip.
I mean, you know, when you hear stuff like that, it's like our FBI, these departments, they've all gone rogue. The DOD, I mean, you know, even in Dr. David Martin talks about that. He said, you know, the 9/11 thing. He said the freaking DOD attacked its own people, us, with anthrax, never ending.
Yeah.
By the way, we're going to let your other friend on here right now.
Me?
Welcome in.
Who?
Welcome in, sir.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
There he is, the one and only.
You know, here's the thing. The reason why, you know, your U.S. attorney ain't worth a damn. Congress can talk about that all they want, but until they get rid of the U.S. attorney, I don't think they got enough to do it, then nothing's going to change it. All that is under his jurisdiction, and he's not going to change anything. He's a damn louse. He's crazy.
Yeah.
And that's, in fact, is where the problem is. And, you know, you talk about the leftists don't fight. Well, you remember how they used to have the bully syndrome that they was applying to kids if they played too rough, and it was associated with being bullied? Well, they stopped playing rough, and they started being timid, and they grew up into adults, and now you have what you have. That was terrible.
That's true.
And Vito, have you ever heard of the Forest Park Five? I hear that you got one of the Central Park Five running for elected office.
He won. He won his primary.
What is he running for?
City council.
Well, you mean to tell me people would vote for him? You know, they was guilty of something. And at the time, they didn't have the technology and DNA that what they did.
To say they're guilty of something, the lead detective, who is black in this case, even with the DNA evidence, which I do put a lot of weight on that, all right? You know, you can't fudge DNA evidence. But apparently, I don't know where they got this DNA from, but they have DNA, and it excludes all five of them. But according to the lead investigator, who is black, dead. I don't care what the DNA evidence says. I interviewed them. They admitted to doing it that night, and there's nothing that's going to change my mind. These kids were responsible. They were there, and that's that. But they got off.
Well, yeah.
Blasio paid them God knows how much money.
You know, they did do something. But I asked you about have you ever heard of Forest Park Five?
No.
Forest Park is a park that's in St. Louis. And you had nearly the same exact thing happen in St. Louis that happened there in Central Park. Five black males, and it was either a couple or a female jogger. I forget. But they done the same thing. Now, I think these people went to jail, but I'm not sure. And the lady that's on, you're from St. Louis, aren't you?
Yeah, I started to know Forest Park. Do you remember when that happened, the year? I don't remember the exact year.
You can Google it. You can Google it up. And I saw my computer upstairs. I'm downstairs now. But, yeah, there was a Forest Park fight. And there was a lot of things going on in Forest Park at the time.
Yeah.
You had three black males try to accost a white couple. And guy shot all three of them right there by the bird cage. You know what a bird cage is, don't you?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. Right there at the bird cage, he shot all three of them.
What happened to him?
Well, I don't think anything happened to him at the time.
Okay.
One thing you had Jennifer, I think Jennifer Joyce was the prosecutor. It wasn't Kim Gardner, thank goodness.
And that's the same. See, that's the problem, too, with St. Louis. It's who's in charge right now. Oh, my God. I mean, it's awful. Our city's gone. That city's gone rogue.
Your city's gone. St. Louis has gone the pot.
Yeah,
businesses
absolutely.
Leaving. Calico left. Another business left that was kind of famous, too. It's from downtown. Downtown is like, it's like Seattle down there.
Yeah.
I wonder if Charlie Gigo is still
there.
New
York City is gone. New York City is totally shot.
Yeah, I don't know if Charlie Gigo's is downtown anymore. Obviously, the hill's still okay.
Oh, I tell you what happened. The Straßenfest moved. They moved out to Chesterfield.
Yeah.
Years and years, you had the Straßenfest there at 12th and Market Street, which is a German celebration. And we take off from work at 12 and go walk to the Straßenfest whenever we're doing a job downtown. And, you know, get the bratwurst and sauerkraut and whatever else that was available. But it was a nice time. But because of the crime in that, they moved. And it is what it is.
Yeah. No, I can remember, back in, like I said, the late 80s, early 90s, late 80s, early 90s in St. Louis. Yeah, I mean, we still went downtown St. Louis and enjoyed it quite a bit, you know, go out to dinner and go to jazz clubs.
Well, what are they doing for 4th of July? They having the fireworks in that downtown on the riverfront?
I don't know that they've done that anymore it used to be a huge thing, but it's been a long time, I think, since they've done that.
I used to take my daughter, and she used to hold my index finger as we crossed the street. She was so little. But like you say, it's so much crime, nobody's going down there anymore.
No.
You get robbed, cars get broken into.
Yep, for sure. And there's a lot
people
of shootings
moving
going
to
on.
Loss and, people moving to Loss, and they complain. You had a big shootout in some hotel downtown where, 20 people got shot?
Oh, geez.
20 young blacks got shot?
I don't know if I heard that.
So it's just terrible.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
Oh.
Can't do a damn thing no more.
No, that's why I know, Vito, but thinking the same thing. That's why this isn't going to end well for any of those people, because we're all just going to get tired of it and put a stop to it.
Yeah. You had about four or five walking down Washington, Washington Avenue going east toward 12th Street. And they had AR-15s or something. They were shooting all over the place. If you was on your balcony, you better get in.
Oh, my
and
God.
That was around the time, a little bit after the time, they was complaining about Kyle Rittenhouse. Well, no, where's the complaints and hoop and holler about that incident?
Yeah.
Your politics is not working now. The Sheriff Jones act like she don't know what the hell she's doing.
Right.
Everybody, all the prosecutors had quit out of the prosecutor's office. Kim Gardner resigned early and went back to nursing over at Barnes Jewish. That's where Cori Bush came from to become a U.S. congressperson.
She came from St. Louis?
Yeah, I knew her father. Her father is Earl Bush. He was the mayor in Northwood. He used to work at McDonnell Douglas. He's a pretty good, nice guy. I've been knowing him for a long time, so going back in the 80s. So you got a big problem, and you were talking about taxes. You talking about St. Louis County property taxes?
Yeah.
Well,
everywhere.
You know, you can appeal to the Board of Equalization, but I think July the 1st was the last date that they would accept an appeal. I don't know, maybe you can go around it and appeal those drive-by assessments that they probably done on your property. But the politics in St. Louis County has changed. And you can expect taxes going up and everything else. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
See, when you have crime in these cities like that, city of St. Louis, public safety, which includes the police, is over 51% of the budget. You can't operate a city like that when people are moving out. The public school district is down to less. Is down to 19,299 students. The last that I read on. I remember when the school district had over 100,000 students in it.
Yeah,
so people have moved. You have no tax base, and all your money is going toward public safety, which includes the ambulance. People get shot. They got to get scooped up. You got the police department and the detective work that goes on because there's no way in the world to keep up with all those cases.
Well, and just, and look what, I mean, look at what just happened. What was this last year where I think we talked about it before, about the kid that was supposed to be, I think, in jail, and he was out, remember, and he hit that young girl, that young athlete, and crippled her.
Yeah, cut her legs off. I think that was the second time something like that happened. You had something like that happen to Goodfellow and Martin Luther King on the lady was sitting on a rail that was part of that business. Of course, the business is closed. It used to be a barbecue. It used to be C&K Barbecue. She was waiting on the bus, and somebody, I don't know if they was being chased or what the hell, but they lost control of their car, ran up, jumped the curb, and hit both of her legs and cut them off.
Oh, good grief. Yeah. No, I know. Do you guys ever, have you guys heard of Off-Grid with Doug and Stacy? Doug and Stacy, they live up in Hannibal, Missouri, and they've lived completely off the grid. They have no electricity whatsoever. They just produce all their own stuff, and they're in a little bitty log cap. You know, their house is not very big, but he even got an increase in his property, and he immediately called him instead, and he was like, look, you know, we've done nothing to improve this property. So he did what you said. He called him back and appealed and did all this stuff.
Well, you know, that's not Hannibal is not St. Louis County. That's up in Boone County.
Matter of fact,
I used to hunt up there out 79.
I'm just saying, though, they're doing it all over the country. They're saying that they're raising taxes everywhere.
Well, they are.
Which I'm not surprised. They're trying to pay for stuff. All this freaking money he's printing and giving away. And I mean, you know, we knew they were going to do it.
Well, you got people losing their jobs, like over in Granite City. You know, Trump brought back and turned that steel mill around. Now Biden has took the tariffs off of imported steel, where U.S. Steel can't compete. So they closed the two units down. The city of Granite City is back in the hole. Businesses can't survive. You have businesses that supported the workers there as far as providing food and lunch for them and other necessities. So it's going to become a damn ghost town.
Yeah. It's going to become East St. Louis. It's going to move across the river. Oh.
East St. Louis, you had there on Route 3, you had a big cattle yard there. I don't even think that thing is even going anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I avoid East St. Louis like the plague.
Well, I tell you what, you drive through St. Louis, you're taking your life in your hands. I don't care if it's daytime, especially you don't want to be going through it at nighttime. Well, hell, you can't even drive the highway. Remember how they were shooting drivers?
Yeah. True. And it's just a shame. I mean, because St. Louis, I mean, it's a neat place, but it's not been for a while now. I mean, we had that Ferguson thing, and you know, there's just a lot that's happened.
Ferguson, I don't even think you had a veiled prophet parade no more.
Probably not.
They
probably
used to have
not.
The Annie Malone Children's Home for orphan kids. They had that parade. At one time, it intertwined in the neighborhoods there in the Ville area. Crime got so bad there, they had to stop it. Then they took it down, and it started off there around Jefferson on Market, headed east, a little short distance. And I don't even think they do that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, both of my kids are still living up there. You know, my oldest lives out more in the suburbs. She's at Lake St. Louis now. But my youngest is right off of King's Highway in Hampton. She lives in Princeton Heights right next to St. Louis Hills. And, you know, her and her friends, her and her husband, and they'll still go downtown to events. They just, actually, the ones from Lake St. Louis, they follow that Tim, they follow him on Facebook. He's a watchmaker. And it's called Find Tim somewhere, but he goes different places around the world. And the first people that find him and get there, he gives them his watch. And they just went down to Lafayette this weekend. And I'm thinking, oh, because Lafayette is not a great area to be in.
You know, you know Ballpark Village, right?
Yeah.
Well, they had opening day there at Ballpark Village, and it was a big shootout.
I didn't know that.
That was several years ago. You don't pay attention. They had a big shootout there.
I don't watch the news. So I don't know these things. Good grief. But you know what? I can't get St. Louis news in Cape. It's crazy. I'm 90 minutes out, and we can't get St. Louis stations down here. So
I don't know what's going on at Union Station. That's my grandson in the background. He's hungry. I'm cooking, so.
So are you in St. Louis now?
No, I'm down in Louisiana.
You're still, that's what I thought. So. Yeah.
No, he was in St. Louis with his mama.
Yeah.
He came back in the week.
Oh, I gotcha. No, heck, I can remember, yeah, in the late 80s, early 90s, so many of the little areas in South City, I was walking around them. I was fine. You know, boy, wouldn't step in them these days. No way. But like I said, you know, the Italian Hill, it's still fine, I think. But they're a pretty tight-knit group, too, you know. They kind of have rules, and they stick by them. And it's grown quite a bit, too. Grown up, not out. They don't have anywhere to go to. But, oh.
Well, the Hill is tight-knit.
Yeah.
If a house is for sale, they don't put no sale for sale signs on the line.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yeah, when I sold real estate, I actually listed a house on the Hill. Yeah, I know their rules. Oh, boy. I was like, I don't know if I want to do this.
No. You don't have to excuse the meow in the background, too. That's just cat.
As long as you're not having the cat for dinner. We better keep hearing the meow.
Anyway, let me look.
No.
I got to play Stadia.
You getting ready to go, Vito?
Yeah, I got to run. I got to take care of some things over here.
All right, well, good luck with that city councilman.
Yeah,
all right, I'll catch you later
guys.
In the week.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye,
tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
guys.
All right. Yeah, Bianchi, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. All right,
I hear
so what's
fireworks
next?
Going off here, but it's not too loud. Not too loud. So do they allow you guys in Vegas, do they allow people to shoot fireworks on other nights or no?
Oh, I don't know what time that you're not supposed to, but I've heard of people popping them off at 2 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I'd rather work on the 4th of July and have the 5th off because these people are not going to stop.
That's true. That's a good idea. Now that I think about it, because you're right, because they keep shooting them off at night. They just keep going. And you can't get to sleep. So that's a good idea.
I don't want to hear them.
Never, ever thought of that. They were almost ready to cancel ours because it was so dry around here. But we finally got some rain. And they're going to go ahead and do it. But, yeah, no, St. Louis used to have, what was it called? I mean, they used to have a huge July 4th fest every year. But they stopped that quite a few years ago. I don't remember what happened, but I think it just got too dangerous. So has anything changed with Trump's indictment? Are they still, is it just on hold right now, or what's going on?
Well, everything is just waiting for courts to give the court dates, and then there you get the Jack Smith and the crowd that are they have enough time to try and bully and influence. So yeah, they're coming out there saying for every charge that goes not guilty, we're gonna find 30 to 40 other things to charge. So,
yeah,
man, they're just going for it. I don't know why this isn't called harassment, but
Yeah, no joke. I mean, it obviously is. I mean, they are. I mean, don't people know how much they lied about Russia? I mean,
if there's that many things that he's found not guilty of, doesn't that like create a trend?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Did you hear about Greta Thunberg? Is that how her last name is? Went to Ukraine?
Yeah, because it's so unsafe that you're going to get an 18-year-old or however old she is to go over there.
Yeah, exactly. That makes no sense. And why? Oh, some of these moves they're making.
Yeah, but as far as global warming and pollution, doesn't war create more global warming and pollution than anything outside of like a volcano?
The fires, the wars. Yeah. They don't care about this climate. Give me a freaking break. It's so stupid. I like Ann Vanderstil. She called Davos. I think she said the Davos demons or something like that. I'm like, that's good. That's true. Everybody needs to pay attention to what all these idiots do in their daily lives, and they'll realize green climate stuff is just a bunch of BS.
Oh, well, we know that. But the manipulated, the Democrats, they don't see it. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you got so much corruption, even in the courts. They ruled on student loan. It was it Roberts who came back with one of his infamous butts. But you could probably do it another way. To me, that sounds like bad behavior. And judges supposed to serve on good behavior. They need to get rid of him.
Yeah.
He does the same thing on affordable health when they tried to run it through under the Commerce Clause. He said no, but it could be a tax. Well, he wasn't supposed to do that. What the hell is he giving suggestions for? He had a case in front of his hand, one issue, one point of view, Commerce Clause, then he come back with a but. It can be a tax. So you know if he did that then with Obamacare and he's doing it now, Obama's got to be somewhere in the picture. Sounds like the same old line.
Yeah, for sure. It's just like, I think rogue is a good word to explain everything.
Well,
but
I tell you what.
To be worse than that. Rogue's too nice.
Yeah, these courts are completely out of control. You got AOC. And let's listen to what she's saying. She's saying Congress should do something to reel in the Supreme Court. Now, oh, my goodness, don't that sound very ambitious?
Oh, my God. Really?
When was the Congress supposed to tell the Supreme Court what to do?
Does she understand she doesn't have that power?
There's not even a majority of Democrats in Congress.
Where did she get that idea from? Does it not reflect the people that voted for her?
Oh, my God.
Is the whole cock and bull crazy?
I think she doesn't understand what her job is.
She don't understand a whole lot of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's saying
not.
That Congress needs to, the Congress needs to enact and reel in the Supreme Court. Then they come up with this stacking thing again, and these 13 justices. I told the guy, well, I tell you what to do. Let each state appoint a judge for a term, a given term, and come up with a way to break a tie. Let it be 50 judges sitting on the court. Then that gets away with the heavy influence of the president. You got more conservative states anyway, but that way you can, each state would have better representation than the way they're trying to make it and the way they're trying to destroy it. I was surprised that your affirmative action darling recused herself from the affirmative action case, that being Justice Judge Jackson. She benefited from affirmative action. Where did she come from, Yale or Harvard? One of those two.
Harvard.
And you know, it's Harvard that gives black students that's taking the SAT test, they spot them 310 points before they even take the test.
Oh.
Hispanics, they spot them 270. Whites, they get nothing. And Asians, they start off with a deduct of 140. So a perfect score is 1,600. That means that Asians would have to score 1,740 in order to have a perfect score. Now you can see why Asians are so pissed off. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
That's racist. You're not supposed
it
to
is.
Do that.
No. Wow.
Spotting blacks 310 points. And really, I don't see where it does any good when you look at the graduation rate in your colleges, especially those historical black colleges. It's not the children's fault. It's where they come from.
Yeah.
The family, the parents, they come from lousy schools. And then when you got parents that's begging and hollering, functional families that's begging and hollering, say, we want to take our child and put them someplace else. Oh, no, you can't go. If you take your child out the classroom, your child that you have worked real hard at home, well, they know what they need to know the first day of school in the grade that they're in. If you take your child out, then the whole grade pattern would go down. Don't people see how this stuff is working?
Unfortunately, not enough yet. Oh, not enough. More and more are coming around, I think. They're either coming around or they're getting knocked off because they had the shot.
DeSantis said he signed a bill saying that employers have to do e-verification on their new hires. Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? You got, and then what happened? Illegals quit the job that they was on, that the whole damn project had to shut down. Because they decided to leave on their own rather than being forced out of the country. Well, the state. They probably just went to another state.
One where they didn't have to work?
What do you say, Proof?
One where they don't have to work?
Well, I don't know where he went, but it went someplace. I told some blacks, I said, well, why don't you get these blacks that complain about they can't get a job and tell them to go down to Florida and man those jobs? To anybody, really. No, that wasn't a good idea. And we talk about how bad the crime is in the St. Louis City area. Well, where is the NAACP issuing a travel warning telling motorists don't travel there for you stand a chance of getting mugged, robbed, or killed?
Oh, they want them there. They just don't want you turning Republican, that's all.
So I don't, you know, when I want to say that it looked like things could change, but I tell you what, I would keep my irons on the stove for when things don't look like they're going to go, things going to look like they're going to go further south than what they are now. And how are the Afghan refugees doing out in Chesterfield?
How's who?
The Afghan refugees.
Oh.
They moved a lot of them out in Chesterfield.
They put them in Chesterfield?
Sure did.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting. I'm trying to think where I was a few weeks ago.
Afghan refugees in Chesterfield, 80,000. 80,000 Bosnians in South St. Louis.
Whoa. How many?
80,000 Bosnians was located to South St. Louis.
Oh, I do.
You know what Sodan? You know what Sodan High School is on Union?
Yeah.
Sodan High School is what you call an international school. You got Somalis,
okay.
You got Bosnians, and guess
uh-huh.
who else you got there? Serbians. And you talk about fighting. Them Bosnians and Serbians was going at it, man. You thought you was in their country.
Well, no, I know that, yeah, there is a big population. I, down by, like, Bevo Mill and that. There's also, I guess, I want to say Bevo Mill, but, no, I know when my daughter was going to college at Lindenwood, I think she dated a Bosnian boy for a very short time. And I'm pretty sure that's where they live. But I didn't know there were that many. Holy cow. Did it say
80,000.
Did it say how many?
Matter of fact, Lacey Clay had a whole office there on Gravois that was Bosnian that was working his office.
Oh. Wow. Huh. Do we know how many immigrants in Chesterfield they've dropped off? Did it say?
I think it was over 100,000, but I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. Holy cow. Oh my gosh. Oh.
I think it was over 100,000, but I'm not sure.
Wow.
It was like 143,000, somewhere like that.
My goodness.
Well, you already had a big Arab population out there in Chesterfield. You just didn't probably pay no attention to it. A lot of the Mideastern business owners, they live in Chesterfield. Matter of fact, Lacey Clay attended a party at one of them's home, and it's reported that they gave him an envelope. And as he was driving back, you know, toward the city, he got to thinking and turned around and took the envelope back.
Mm. Well, I know there's a lot of Indians on, like, in the Manchester area, falling out west on Manchester, it seems like there's a ton of Indians out there. Actually, I guess they're everywhere, too. Ugh. You guys, we're going to be minorities soon. Honestly, I feel like, I don't know.
Well, the 1% is trying to obviously lower the population so they can gain control. So they want everybody out. They just want to do it group at a time because it's easy.
You got a large population of Somalis right there in the Cass Avenue. Where the Vershawn High School is. Then you got another large population of them over there on South Grand, where Grand runs into Gravel. It's right there at the White Castle.
Oh, that's a nasty area now. That's bad.
At one time, you had Vietnamese gangs running through the South Grand business district, shaking down the Vietnamese businesses.
Yeah, I used to go down there and eat once in a while. I don't anymore. Don't know if it's safe.
Well, right, don't worry. It'll be out in Chesterfield next.
Yeah, no joke.
Then you know who's going to follow them? The NAACP.
But where are they? I don't understand. Where did they put them out there?
I don't know.
Oh, but you know what's funny? Now that you mention that, do you know, look at the, I don't know if you've been out to Chesterfield, but I mean, they have built massive, massive amounts of new apartment buildings.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're probably Section 8.
They don't look like it. I mean, but right past Chesterfield Mall, before you get to a Wildwood area, they've just these huge apartments, and they just go on forever. So
let me tell you, you know, on Olive,
maybe that's what
Olive
for.
Boulevard. Yeah, Olive, as it runs through University City, headed out to I-70.
Yeah.
And just before you get to I-70 on the south side of the road, you got some apartment buildings that are so nice that they got copper roofs.
Yeah.
And I think it's a large Jewish population. And it's a lot of Section 8 and 9.
Oh. Jeez. Yeah, no, there is a huge Jewish population right there because they've got that big school, too, right there for them.
Yeah.
I did notice that. Yep. Goodness.
Well, you got 3 minutes, so I'm going to get off from here.
All right.
Enjoy your dinner.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you guys later. Be careful.
All right. Bye-bye.
So how do you want to waste these 5 minutes?
Let me think. I'm trying to come up with something, but I think everybody just needs to really and read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. People need to go back and read these things in details, because I think too many have forgotten, you know, how this country was set up for us and what our rights really are, our natural born rights. They've got, people have to start standing up for them again and just not be trampled on and not sit back and do nothing. And they've got to start speaking up and sharing and saying, hey, no, that's not right, you know? I don't know. I just, we've got to get people doing things. They've got to, I know we're all busy, we're all tired, but we can't just lay back and give up. We've got to fight and return the country back to a better place, the earth back to a better place for our children, you know. Our children still have to live here when we're gone, so we've got to.
Well, not if we give in to Bill Gates and George Soros.
Never going to happen. I refuse to ever let that happen.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm not interested either.
Yeah, no. I think they're little weasels, little cowards, all of them. I'd love to be in a room with them. I think they all probably, well, look, I just always remember that. I wish we could end it with that. And Patty always has it on at the beginning of her video where Bill Gates gets the pie in his face.
Yeah, that's always
it's
a classic.
So funny. She sings, what is the song? From Willy Wonka? She sings one of them and puts words to it. It's hilarious. Oh, I mean, seriously, even back then he was not liked. He was a nerd. How did he get where he is?
Oh, we gave him the power, that's why.
That's right. Our government gave him the power. Our medical industry, our corporations, our farm... Not good. It's okay. It's all being exposed right now. Everybody needs to pay attention. Because we never need to let it happen again, that's for sure. I mean, it's so bad this time. It'll be a lesson that's not forgotten. It seems like the rest of them have been.
All right. Well, go ahead. Close it down here tonight then.
Okay.
But I thought you said no. It's like, well, if you got something else to share, but the 90-second buzzer is
going
to...
No, I don't. Okay. That's what I meant. No, that's good.
All right.
So, all right.
Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah, sure. I'll be better prepared next Monday, I promise.
Hey, we got through the 3 hours.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Christina, I'll go ahead and get through here.
Yeah. Okay.
Everyone else, please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until Wednesday. I'm going to take tomorrow off. Wednesday. Onto the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am.